We're in the meteorological office. You're surrounded by a lot of computers and you seem to be quite busy. Can you explain what you're doing with these computers in front of you here?
What I'm doing now is I'm preparing to do a balloon flight. And anyone that's been to the office will see on the roof we've got a bit of a half a golf ball. Inside there's actually our radar. And the radar is normally looking for rainfall in weather watch mode. So that's the images that you'd see on the internet. However, I can also use it to track balloons. So I've taken it out of weather watch mode and I'm going to use it to track the balloons. So if anyone that sees weather watch images missing on the internet, then that's because I'm tracking a balloon with it. And so I've got one computer that I've taken manual control of the radar with to track the balloon. And I've got a second computer which is going to do all the mathematics for me. Because the way we actually work out the wind speed and direction is by tracking the balloon and knowing where the radar is. It sends out electromagnetic pulses that hit the target on the balloon and they bounce back. And how long it takes to return on that pulse, it can work out how far away the balloon is. And because the radar knows where north, south, east and west is, as the balloon moves, it starts getting angles. And with angles and distances, it can use that geometry, which we all find very exciting and useful in school, to calculate how fast the balloon is travelling and what direction.
It's quite incredible technology. How long has this technology been around for?
Well, the principles of tracking a balloon with a radar has been around for 30, 40 years. And actually, really, the technology came out of World War II and radar technology there. And so it really wasn't that long after, I suppose, actually, I'm doing the maths now, it's a very long time, isn't it, since World War II. But before radars were prevalent, we used to actually track balloons with theodolites, like the Surveyor theodolites. So we'd look through the little gauge and manually watch the balloon move up through the atmosphere and write down numbers on its azimuth and its elevation and then have to do the hard maths.
Oh, yes.
So I've been quite fortunate in my time in the Bureau. I've come in the easy time.
Everyone loves to talk about the weather. Why is that, do you think?
I think it's just inherent that we either are fascinated or fearful of the weather. So, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
So it's nearly 1:15, so we probably should get ready to let this balloon go.
Absolutely. Let's go downstairs.
Now, Steve, you're putting on what looks like a very dashing raincoat there. Tell us what you're wearing.
Well, this is actually a piece of safety equipment. It's called an anti-static flash coat, so it's fire-resistant and reduce any chance of me imparting a static discharge onto the balloon. Because with our weather balloons, we fill them with hydrogen, which is a flammable and explosive gas, so we have to take a few precautions. And I quite like this coat. I always think I look like a Jedi Knight, a bit of an Obi-Wan Kenobi, but the kids yesterday on the tour reckon I look like one of the characters at Assassin's Creed. I don't know what the game is, but apparently I look like something out of that.
I'm sure it's a great claim to fame. Once the balloon is up there, how long does it stay up there?
The balloon will rise up through the atmosphere, and as it goes higher, pressure decreases, so the balloon will just keep expanding, and it'll expand to such a point that ultimately it'll burst and then fall to the earth. The balloon we're going to do today, I expect will get to a height of at least 16 kilometres and be in the air for a little over an hour.
That's pretty impressive.
We do have larger balloons used at some stations, which use significantly bigger balloons, and they can actually get to heights of over 35 kilometres.
All right, let's do it. So, Steve, we've just had a little shower of rain in your shed here. What's that for?
Well, what I'm doing is actually wetting the balloon down because there's always a risk with the hydrogen being explosive and flammable that a static discharge from my body could actually ignite the balloon. So adding a little bit of water will reduce that possibility.
Okay, so you're heading in there now?
Very, very shortly. I'm going to start putting some gas in there.
So, Steve, we're standing at what looks like some sort of telescope, but it's got a few gadgets on it. Can you explain what we're looking at?
Well, this is called an optical tracker. So what this allows me to do is take direct control of the radar. So when we let go of the balloon very shortly, I can then use this tracker to point the radar at the balloon. And once I get a sound, like the sound before, well, not quite as good a sound as that, but a sound nonetheless, I can then put the radar into automatic and then it'll follow the balloon itself.
Well, Steve's got the balloon now and he's walking over towards where the tracker is. He's about to release it. Now, I can't get any closer than about 10 metres for safety reasons, but it's a pretty impressive sight, I've got to tell you.
Away we go.
Oh, there she goes. She flies pretty well. Okay, Steve, we're back upstairs. We have a nice little chart thing happening in front of us here. What's this all about?
Well, this is the radar display. So you're seeing this little spike bounce up and down, and that's actually the target that's attached to the balloon. And because the radar is sending out an electromagnetic pulse, it's sending out the pulse and then it sort of stops and listens for a bit. It's all happening very, very fast. So it's transmit, receive. And so when you see the spike go up to the top, that's because the radar's actually getting the receive and it's hearing the return signal from the balloon. But when the spike dips down, that's because it's not listening, it's actually transmitting. So hence the spike goes up and down. This data is very important for not just forecasting weather, but for aviators. So we're doing these balloons at the same time all over the country. So I'm doing a balloon here, there's a balloon going up the same time in Cairns, as Melbourne, as in Darwin. Irrespective of local time, we all stick to the universal time constant, which is now 5:15 a.m. by the UTC time, or a bit past that now, I should say 5:28 a.m. And so we all go by that time, so that we do the balloons at the same time, around the country. All that information then comes in at the same time and we get a picture of all of Australia in the upper winds. And so this is good for pilots, because when you're flying somewhere, you want to fly with the wind behind you to save a bit of fuel. We want to get there faster as passengers, and so they can get the best of the winds to and from.
Wow. That's incredible stuff out here, Steve. Thanks very much for explaining it all to me.
Welcome.